And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 27th of March, 2017. It's the birthday of the French novelist Henri Murger, born in Paris, 1822, famous for his book Scènes de la Vie Bohème, a fictionalized account of his own experiences as an impoverished writer living in the Latin Quarter, Paris's left bank. It became the basis for Puccini's opera La Bohème, the character of Rudolfo, based on Murger himself. It's the birthday of Patti Smith Hill, born in Anchorage, Kentucky, 1868, a kindergarten teacher. It was she who wrote Happy Birthday to You, and her sister Mildred wrote the melody. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Julia Alvarez, born New York City, 1950, grew up in the Dominican Republic, came back to New York when she was 10 years old. Her first novel was based on her experience about coming back to New York, how the Garcia girls lost their accents. She also wrote a nonfiction book, Once Upon a Quinceañera, about the tradition of throwing elaborate 15th birthday parties for young Latinas. And it was on this day in 1912, the wife of President William Howard Taft and the wife of the Japanese ambassador planted the first of the cherry trees in Washington, D.C., around the Tidal Basin. And today is the birthday of the poet Lewis Simpson, born Kingston, Jamaica, 1923, moved to New York City as a teenager. He served as a combat infantryman in some of the most intense fighting of World War II in Normandy and Arnhem, the Battle of the Bulge. Returned home suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, spent 6 months in a psychiatric hospital. His first book of poems, The Aravistes, published just a few years later. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry. The old man is in the last days of work he has done and loved for many years. He is mowing with his old team, the white horse and the black, on the open hillside, under the open sky, within the surrounding woods. This work once was known by many of his kind, and he is one of the last to know it. But now, as his time grows scarce, his work rarer by the day, its sights and motions could be filmed, its sounds recorded, it could be preserved, perhaps forever, by wonders of modern technology. He says no. He thinks no. He refuses, with his whole heart, the already futile wish to make of a past present a future past. Being so saved, his days would be lost, would be no longer even a memory. He needs these last of his work days. He needs them to be his last, his own, such days as do not come to one unwilling to let them go. Had he been unwilling for them to go, they would not yet have come. Had he not been glad to be the only one to know them, he would never have known them. If he remembers them to the last, giving his thanks, how great will be his reward. A poem by Wendell Berry from A Small Porch, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.